Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So number four, looking for better on the big stage starting tonight at the IU Natatorium in Indy. Ray loses Hoosier fellas. And let us remember now, just a couple of weeks ago, the Hoosiers brought home its first Big Ten title in 11 years. Maybe, to excuse a diving pun, a springboard perhaps this weekend?
The most we'd won at a men's Big Ten meet since 1976, and that pretty much, 41 years ago.
Yeah,
sums up a lot there, and it's nice to finally be doing some of the stuff that Doc Councilman, Hobie Billingsley did in their heyday, not in the waning years. But we felt very fortunate to come away with the Big Ten title, and along the way there were lots of individual performances that I'll never forget.
You know, you put me on to Vinny Lanza a couple of years ago, and just some thoughts and comments. Swimmer of the championships, four golds of silver, in 4 days. Wow.
Vinny is quickly becoming one of our best male swimmers on a good team, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You know, he's that guy that comes into practice every day with a smile on his face, works hard. He's still got a good ceiling of potential and development to go, which is very exciting for the program. If you perform well, you want to try to get a little bit better, and that's usually a great recipe for success at NCAA. I mean, we're at home, and we like the Natatorium, the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis,
yes.
and that's like our second home.
Well, familiar they are, and that is head swimming coach Ray Luz. Indiana's earned 10 top 10 seed times in the swimming events, led by Olympian Blake Peroni, and mentioning Lanza, Vinny is highly ranked in all three of his events going into the event, the IM and both butterfly event. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the winter of 2016-17 will certainly go down as one of the greatest in program history at Bloomington South in swimming. If you take into account both Phil Cole and Candace Luz's girls and boys together as one, both finishing fourth at state. And a real treat for me last night on Sports Talk, from Yogi's Kitchen and Tap to, well, spotlight Matt Jordan, Grace Haskett. Three titles between them, two by Grace, the first South girl swimmer to win state in 38 years.
Just amazing. I didn't even know it was not till like way back when that someone had actually won for Bloomington until after the fact. I like to swim for the fun and for the amusement and everyone's joy in it.
You know, I got to ask you, when did you actually decide winning two individual events was possible, and what did you, change, if you did, regarding your preparation to be able then to go out and win both events?
Probably beginning of my junior year, when after sophomore year and placing higher in my events, I was like, maybe I could actually do something with these events. And so I was like, but if I am, I got to buckle down and train harder. So summer, I really went into it really focused and was thinking, like, how do I specifically work on just these events and what needs to be fixed?
Tell me about the moment to have the medal draped when you're right there in the center and you are the best.
It's kind of incredible. At the same time, it's kind of humbling, too, because, you know, you put all this hard work in and now you're there at the top of the podium, and you get a wave up to your teammates and family, and it's just a wonderful feeling.
Well, that is Matthew Jordan, who won the 100 breast, preceded by two-time state champion in the 53 and 100 breast, Grace Haskett. Both will, by the way, swim for Ray Luz at IU next season. I'm Joe Smith.